another episode of Radio Yesterday, brought to you by ChuckChat.com.
Another 5-Minute Mystery.
One more block and you'll behold the Brooks household.
2 whole years, Jim. It just doesn't seem possible it's been so long. You and Dorothy married and with a place of your own.
Yeah, it's true, all right. Only too bad you haven't taken advantage of the old Brooks hospitality sooner.
Well, I'm here now and I intend having a perfectly wonderful time.
Here we are.
Oh, what a charming place this is.
Dorothy's probably on needles and pins waiting for me to get you here. Darling, it's Jim. Here's Alice.
Jim, look.
What? Where?
There on the living room floor. It's Dorothy. Dead.
Mr. Brooks, I'm afraid you and Miss Manning will have to submit to some routine questioning.
Well, I'll be happy to help in any way I can, Inspector.
Thank you, Miss Manning. Now, Mr. Brooks, while we're waiting for some information I phoned for, I want you to tell me exactly what happened this morning.
There's nothing much to tell. Both my wife and I were quite excited, expecting Alice, that is, Miss Manning here, and to visit us from Chicago. I was to wait until she called me at the office.
And you were there all morning?
Yes, until Miss Manning's train arrived and we came out here.
Well, I had written Mrs. Brooks, Inspector, telling her that I'd call Jim at the office as soon as I arrived. The train was an hour later. We could have been here early and maybe have prevented this.
Oh, well, that remains to be seen. Apparently, Mrs. Brooks was sitting here in this chair putting red polish on her fingernails when she was shot from behind. The polish has spilled all over the carpet, and she was still holding the tiny brush in her hand. She must have recognized her attacker, and since she did not die instantly, she printed these 3 initials here on the floor with the polish. D-O-C.
D-O-C? I wish we could tell whose initial she was trying to reveal.
You're sure you don't know anyone whose name would fit that?
Well, positive, I can't...
Why, that...
Yes, Miss Manning? Can you think of somebody with the initials?
Well, I... D-O-C spells Doc, and it's Mr. Brooks' nickname.
Well, it can't be.
Yes,
I
Mr.
Have...
Brooks?
I haven't been called Doc for over 2 years. It was a nickname I picked up in school. My wife didn't like the name and never used it. Nobody in New York even knows me by the Doc. You've got to believe me, Inspector. It's the truth.
Well, that we'll see. Just a minute. Hello? Yes, Grady? Yes? I see. Well, it's sewed up anyway. Thanks. Well, you both will be happy to know our little murder is solved.
Oh, then it wasn't Doc after all.
No, Miss Manning, it wasn't Doc. I'm arresting you, Miss Manning, for the murder of Dorothy Brooks. Why did the inspector arrest Miss Manning for the murder of Mrs. Brooks? In a moment, we'll hear, but first... Now, back to our story.
How dare you arrest me? I was still on the train.
Your train wasn't late, Miss Manning. That phone call just verified the fact. You came out here, murdered Mrs. Brooks, returned to the station, and called Mr. Brooks to pick you up. But that wasn't what really gave you away, Miss Manning. Too bad you didn't know Mr. Brooks was no longer called Doc when you printed those letters on the carpet. The next time you leave a name as a clue to throw suspicion, you'd better get the name right. But of course, there won't be a next time, will there, Miss Manning?